This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us anew, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us inshaAllah to benefit and reap the reward of Laylatul Qadr, and for maximizing our benefit from these nights, and inshaAllah to get the reward of Laylatul Qadr, I want to mention three important tips. Number one, the importance of alone time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is because as beneficial as congregational worship is, and you have qiyam in the masajid, and you have sometimes even at home people are praying together, which is excellent, and it helps people to be energetic during their worship, especially if they get tired and they feel sleepy and so on and so forth. But also it is very important to try to have alone time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are very special nights, and they won't come back for another year. And the Muslim in general is at a spiritual height, especially during these nights. So try to maximize that time alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it during the i'tikaf, such that he secluded himself while he was in the masjid. He was in doing i'tikaf in the masjid, but he secluded himself in what is mentioned in the hadith as a Turkish tent, Qubba Turkiyya, something like a tent, in order to completely seclude himself in it and having alone time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship, to read Quran, to pray, to do dhikr, and so on. Tip number two is that throughout the year, the norm at night is to sleep. And this is self-evident. And this may also be the case during the first 20 days of Ramadan. The norm during the night is to sleep. And if there is qiyam or worship at night, it is usually the exception. My brothers and sisters, in the last 10, we want to reverse that. Let the norm now be being awake for worship, being awake for the qiyam and the Quran and so on. And the exception now will be sleeping, right? And in this way, we will realize the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that in the last 10 nights, he would get up for most of the night in prayer. So he would spend most of the night in worship, if not all of it. And I think this is one of the very beneficial ways to do so, to consider sleeping now the exception and being up the norm. In order to do that, tip number three is that you have to find a way, therefore, to compensate for your sleep during the day. And that means if you want to be up for most of the night, and this is also quite obvious, you need to find time to sleep. And that therefore has to be during the day. And the only way to do that, and this is what's going to help you to implement tip number two, is to find a way to free yourself up during the day so that you can sleep during the day. Subhanallah, in the verses of Surah Al-Muzzammil, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first commanded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to pray in the middle of the night to do the qiyam, and his companions did it with him as well. In those verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد عبد الله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا, that you will have during the day سبحا طويلا, long period of سبح. And scholars differed about this. What is interesting, and I want to divert your attention to here, is the opinion of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, when he said سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا here means a lot of time for sleep. In other words, in order to pray for most of the night, the only way is to compensate for sleep. You can't just not sleep, right? So that sleep you can do during the day because you will have free time for that. This is what we want to try to implement now. And for that, you may have to try to possibly take some time off work if you're working. If you're working online, you might try to shift the hours if possible. If you are working as a freelancer or an entrepreneur, this would be much easier. If Fajr is quite early for you, maybe 3 or 4 a.m., then it may not be that difficult to get an extra 4 hours or 4 to 5 hours of sleep during the day and be up by 10 a.m. or something like that. If your Fajr is a little bit later, such as maybe 5:30 or 6 a.m., then you might have to pray. You might have to sleep until sometime close to Dhuhr, and therefore you need to free yourself up, and that is the only way that you can then spend most of the night in worship, or all of it, in order to maximize the benefit of worship during Laylatul Qadr, and in order to reap all of the amazing rewards of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those. Jazakumullahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.